Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Booze Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy. He needs his Netflix served with a slice of side boob. It's Zach Elias. What's up, buddy?
I really do. I require it. These shows, they can't just have drama. They need nudity as well. Or like action or gore or violence. 80s movies knew how to do it. Shoot them up, 10 seconds of tits. Can't go wrong. It's a perfect formula.
Booze Your Daddy, the podcast. Tuesdays, we do it live. Saturdays, we post it later. We got a lot of episodes. People rate them, review them. You don't have to share them. Just tell one person. Tell somebody you work that you don't like. Hey, I know something that you might like because
tell
you
a
suck.
Stranger. Hey, penny for your thoughts. Here's the thing. See how that goes.
We like when people love us, but we love when people hate us.
That's so good. I mean, that guy never came back. He could tee off on you tonight. Things are clearly not good at home. A Dr. Pepper shirt, Old Bay shorts, and a gambling rug behind you. Good Lord.
It's a beach towel. It's a Dr. Pepper shirt.
I the only thing you got right was
you. It says, trust me, I'm a doctor. This is Dr. Pepper.
But it's Dr. Pepper. I said that.
Yeah, I got this for my 40th birthday from Timmy Tyler.
Really? I thought you got that for free for drinking Dr. Pepper.
I just bought for the first time ever a Dr. Pepper Zero case. Not bad.
I don't like cherry. Nothing not cherry for me.
Who said cherry?
It's a melange of flavors. Cherry's one of them. It got little cherries on it, doesn't it?
Not regular Dr. Pepper.
I think it does. But what's the flavor then?
Dr. Pepper.
It's its own thing.
You know, for a very long time, I called it root beer. And then somebody one time said, that's not root beer. That's Dr. Pepper. I said, no, it's literally the same thing. Yeah.
Not even close. Root beer's underrated.
Zach, we got a show tonight. It is awesome. Off to the races already, which is before we get into today's episode, why don't tell everybody what you are drinking?
All right, I'm going to be boring for a while because I bought 2 6-packs because I liked them last 2 weeks. So I got beers for days. So another one of these breakaway blondes, but you know you love it. Yeah,
still good.
It's still good. What are you drinking?
From the Sloop Brewing Company, a tropical IPA, 6.5% alcohol, located in Hopewell Junction, New York, and Hampton,
you know,
New Hampshire.
Hopewell Junction. I've never been through
that. It says Green Islands by right there.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken. Are you familiar with the famous Hang On Sloopy song?
Yes.
Sloopy, then, hang on.
O-H-I-O. No, that's a thing. That's a Cleveland thing.
I don't know. I don't know if Cleveland is sweetest today, which is like their fake Valentine's Day. We've talked.
You know how Shayla Luna is your stupid Mets thing? They do the Hang On Sloopy song in Ohio. It's a thing.
The Lazy Mary is great for the Mets. And I was at the first one of those things. It's Italian night. They were doing International Week. And I was there with my dad. And after 17 stretch, they started playing this song. And the crowd, which was a surprisingly big crowd, for a middle of nothing Nets game, went bananas. Highlighted the game completely because I don't know the rest of it. For those lean years, Orioles had a few of those, and the place went nuts. And like ever since then, they've just been playing this thing.
All right, I'll believe it.
DFL for both of us this year.
Why? We won first place last year, and my team's only gotten better. But the Yankees also a little bit.
They're also the Orioles. Like, come on, you know how this team goes. You've been watching this team.
I have been watching this team. We have never in forever underperformed. They either perform exactly where they should be or overperform, and we're very happy about it.
So you're due.
If you only knew. Today's episode, episode 218, it's going to be a slow burn because I'm calling this one...
Arrivederci. Go on.
You're not going to really know what it means, where it's from, any of that jazz.
Goodbye in Italy?
Let me get
Are you going to Italy?
I wish. I would never come back. Italy and Brazil are two places that... Well, Brazil, I'll get kidnapped, but I'll have a great time before they get me.
Yeah. Can I be your bail guy so I get a trip to Brazil also?
Yeah.
Get that together.
Yeah. Zachy, this past week, the biggest thing that happened that I was rock hard, so excited, was SNL being hosted by, I guess I'm just going to say, one of my favorite comedians, at least right now, Shane Gillis, who's hot.
He was very good. Did you see the clip that got cut?
I saw the Limu Emu. I saw everything. We watched it start to finish because Shane is a hardcore stand-up. He is not a improv sketch, whatever.
Oh,
and
so good.
You texted me, and this was one of those, we need to wait to talk about it because I have very strong feelings. Zach, the floor is yours. Tell me exactly what you're thinking, what you're feeling.
I thought his stand-up was hysterical and that it missed and that he sort of bombed was even funnier. Like, he was great. He attacked. You could see the juxtaposition. The keyboard guy couldn't breathe. He was laughing his ass off. The saxophone guy, as you said, didn't flinch or crack a smile. Half the audience was rolling. Half didn't get it. Well, who cares? I thought it was funny as hell. Even I talked to Regina at one point, and she was like, sort of laughing. I'm like, tears are rolling down my face. He was the funniest since, like, maybe Chappelle, like, 2 years ago. He was really good, I thought. Even his skits were good. I thought the DraftKings for your degenerate friend was unbelievably funny.
Can we say that was his idea, though, that doesn't necessarily mean he was the guy that came
like
up with
it. I don't know. No one else did it since then. I like the stupid ones. I even like the Jamaican church thing. Church is church. Like, it's funny.
Well, callback. Ohio, that is now my new... If you think Oregon was bad or Nevada, Ohio, it's the only way I'm saying it from now on.
It was so good. I thought it... Look, obviously, it had some misses. It's SNL. It had more hits than years. At least it had like 5 hits. That's a solid game for them these days.
This is the first time that Julie and I have even given SNL a chance in at least a year. And, there's some new guy on there who showed his ass cheeks, who I thought was a bad Bobby Cannavale ripoff. Never even seen or heard the guy. The fact that Dismuke still has a job, I don't get it.
Oh, the Hernandez kid's funny, actually. I'm the only one who likes him. The ass cheeks guy. No, he's not bad.
Some skinny Melissa McCarthy looking chick. Whatever. I also thought Michael Shea retired, and so with Keenan, but apparently they're still on the show. Cool. Want to know my thoughts about everything? Certainly that monologue. First off is Zach, nail on the head. I don't know if it's because I like him, and maybe I already started off with a smile, which funny. I hate. I hate when the audience is already laughing. That was stand-up comedy. When you go in there and you can make jokes that most people, afterwards, I even went online to think, what did else people say? Everybody said he knocked out of the fucking park. Yeah. The Down syndrome's jokes were great. The things that he said that were a little inappropriate,
His parents were there. It was great.
I'm not going to give it a 10. And as far as it bombing, which, you know what I don't realize? A lot of the laughs are filtered in, so he wasn't getting the laughs that I thought he was getting.
No, when it was dead silent, that's what he said. I kept like, oh, that wouldn't work. Which, by the way, was incredibly charming, too. He kept going. He don't give a fuck.
The first time I watched it, I thought people were laughing, and he was just kind of picking out the one face in the crowd that was really not. I told you, when I did that performance for Milo's school, a lot of those kids were just into every song. There was one kid in the back that was just standing there. Maybe she pooped herself. Maybe she didn't speak English, but I was just sitting there like, why won't you smile? Why won't you jingle bell for me? That's how I feel when I'm performing.
Why don't you do better? Amuse her. Like gladiators gladiate.
I thought everything he did was great. And then the skits were the skits. How many did he write? How many did he do? But you know, he just signed on a massive deal where he's going to be doing a Netflix show, his own Netflix show, which is a kind of a continuation of the sketch stuff that he has going on. He is blowing up. He's the Bud Light spokesperson right now. He's on top of the fucking world. I thought it was as good as it could have gotten. I'm not going to give...
It was good.
It's one of those. It's good.
By the way,
anytime
I walk into a cathedral now, like in Europe, church is church. It's gonna land. That will have staying power with me. That one.
That episode is gonna grow on you.
Yeah, it will.
I hate to give it an A+. We made it through the whole thing.
I fast forward.
And we were laughing. And my roommate, who doesn't crack a smile at nothing, she was giggling. Why are we talking about this? Because
we got a platform.
That is true. I have a couple group texts with people that I was giddy afterwards, and I told people, and they're like, you know what? You're a little too much into Shane Gillis to really have an unbiased opinion. I said, okay, watch it yourself and do it. And I don't want to give the person a platform who came back with, dude, it was mediocre at best. We struggled to get through the episode. And all I could say was, I think I'm done with you, sir.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Who was it? Call him out on this fine program.
Not even worth my time. And then somebody else hadn't gotten to it. And then they got to it the next day. And they came back with, yeah, I was more with him than I was with Alan. And that person, I said, I'm literally ready to throw 23 years of our friendship down the drain. I can't imagine really getting rid of a friend for something like this.
No.
But I'll give you your credit, Zach. Pull the string on the back of me. I was seething when I was getting these reviews coming in. And I do think they were just trying to get my going.
Oh, I respect that.
But they have other things. It really bothered me. It made me question if I want to eat at their restaurant ever again as far as any recommendation.
He went out there and he took a fucking risk. He didn't play it safe. He didn't use cast members. He didn't get Keenan out there. No, he just did his thing. Like it or not, here it is. I respect that.
Insider trading. He's been working his set out, obviously in and around New York City. Kills. Every joke that he did there, killed. If you don't think that, he was a little nervous. The audience wasn't digging his thing. I get it.
He leaned into them. Like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. Nothing's worse than a tough room. No, they weren't. And he just kept going. And he was fine with it. Perfect.
I was my mother's gay best friend until I was 12. I was dying.
That was definitely you, by the way.
Would be
your
was.
Mother, my Alan. Yeah, well.
I just wanted to go ahead and talk about that. I can't wait for everything else he does. And I hope my friends who didn't like his stand-up stay the fuck away from everything that he ever does, because they do not deserve
it. You know, one of them's going to post how good he is on social media in 6 months, and you're going to rip his head off.
Of course. It always goes like that. So, Zach, we have a little saying in our family that I want to clue you in on.
Guess who died? Richard Lewis.
I was saving that, dude. Oh. I didn't know if it would make it through your rounds, because I only heard about it because
curb somebody... people? Yeah.
Oh, you're curb people. We have a saying in our family that goes, help will kill you.
Help will kill you.
What does that mean? It means when you hire somebody, for your restaurant, for your business, whatever it is, they have so little skin in the game, they'll kill you because they'll give things away. They give the wrong change. Now, when I go to a ma and pa type of restaurant and they mess up my change, I generally am like, hey, this was too much. This was not, whatever it is. When I go to Mickey D's or any chain restaurant and, oh, they forgot to put the ribs on the bill. Suck for you, because help will kill you.
There's about four places I'm honest in. Yeah, there's just the deli near my office, they're good. There's a couple bars, nothing that special, but like, yeah, there's like, you can count on one hand how many places I give it back to them. No, you made the mistake here. Fuck you. A bank favor in your favor, like Monopoly, get $10.
I always say like, bank makes error in your favor. And yeah. I just collect $10. They had yesterday in Monopoly my hometown of Alms Mills, Maryland, at the B-Dubs from 2 to 5 on a Monday. They were giving out free wings for anybody that comes and dines in. My nephew tells me this. My sister says they're going. And of course, it's only 4 of them because my niece wouldn't be caught dead with her family anywheres at this point.
Good move. And so she's the smart one.
My sister says, oh no, we're picking up. I spoke with the manager. That's what's happening. I said, oh, she goes, no, I got the name. I got the number. I said, Allison, you're not getting wings. What happens? She gets back to her house. She sends me a picture of 36 wings, meaning 6 different ones with flavors. And the only question I had was, who did you bring with you that you got more than the amount of people? And she responded with, when I placed the order, the guy just kept asking what else I wanted. And I just kept on telling him 6 more flavors, 6 and more then, flavors.
And then
she says, help will kill you. He kept giving us free food.
That's insane. And by the way, she calls. She didn't do it on Seamless or Grubhub or something like that. She called Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, place your order to go.
All right. Everything is being digitized.
Maybe it's there was some order type of deal that it maxed out on, but this guy was ready to keep giving her wings and they're never going back. And of course, they spent $0 at this place. I doubt they're free 36 wings. They even tipped the guy because that's how I roll.
But you don't have to order anything. If you just show up, they give you food.
It was
a
one time
line out the door. How's that every homeless guy in Baltimore there?
It was a one time 2 to 5 on a Monday this past week. That's it.
That's the equivalent of the 25-cent beer game in Cleveland where they destroyed the place. It's a huge mistake. It's like the meeting when it started at 4 o'clock, at 4:01, everyone's like, this is a big mistake. We gotta get out of this.
Zach, feeling jerky? Wanna eat some quirky?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
Okay, hold that thought. I gotta think of which is all right. This was a quirky one. Not a big deal, and it's rare that I talk about NASCAR ever. Did you see the NASCAR finish this weekend? 3 cars finished within 0.01 of a second. It was riveting. It was just 3 in a row. You could watch it 3 times and you could not figure out which one it was, like who won. It's insane. I don't know. It's worth taking a look at. Not my number one story, of course.
No.
What are your thoughts on court storming? Because Caitlin Clark got dinged in a court storm.
I don't think she was the bigger problem. It was the Duke guy.
It was the Duke guy, yeah. And then the Duke guy got hit too.
He got hurt.
He's playing tonight. I love court storming. Not that I ever had to do it. We almost did, but then they lost. I would have loved to have stormed to court. Have you ever done it?
No.
In a college game?
No.
No. It looks like a blast. I don't know. They got to do something, but like they can't get rid of it. It's too good of a thing.
Okay. I don't have a strong... I've heard enough about this, at least from sports people who have already been covering it going, you know what? If you're a number one, number two, we all know who they're going to storm the court on. Call a timeout. Get them off the court. With 10 seconds, literally have them walk off. Just go, here, go score a couple more times. Who cares?
There was a 7-Eleven in Suffolk County that got robbed. A trio stole $640 worth of Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And that's it.
At 7-Eleven, a little Haagen-Dazs is like $9.
$640 worth of ice cream. That's all they took. That's insane.
But what I learned from BYD last week, under $945.
Not in Suffolk County. Not Long Island. They'll take your head off for that. This one got me. In Mexico, groom's unhinged mom hired goons to throw red paint at the bride as she walked down the aisle. But they didn't stop there. So this is the bride covered in paint.
Oh,
they also, because she wasn't rich and they were, and they wanted her to hit the guy to marry a rich girl. They also called the police to say that there was drugs at the wedding so they would come and arrest people at the wedding. The cops did show up and no one got arrested in Mexico.
So, again, to quote Zach, I guarantee you somebody's last name ends in a vowel.
In Mexico? I think they all end in a vowel. Yeah, it was quite a spectacle. Yeah.
Wow.
Something. Yeah. Threw red paint from the mom. That was it. I mean, you know what gets me where? Tasings followed by an airplane meltdown. Now, there was a big issue, and it does beg a big question. Who owns the window? So a guy got into it with a spoiled brat little kid. And the kid kept playing with the window. The guy wanted it closed, and the kid goes, this is my window. And then people got involved.
Sitting in front or behind or next to?
He's at the window, the kid, but he's like got it up the whole whole time he's playing with it. And
how young?
He was a kid. I think he was, doesn't say his age. Then, but yeah, they got into it, the two people, and then others got involved. So the question is, who owns the window? The steward, the flight attendant, says the person who's sitting there has the right to use the window. So there's that.
I've heard this from friends before. Absolutely not. No chance. Literally, I only thought, you know, because I've been on the plane where the window kind of falls half and half.
Yeah, that's tough, because then you get the light from the other guy.
Exactly. That sucks. If you're sitting to my right, or I wouldn't know what a window seat is, because when I fly, my roommate always needs the window, and I get her nails in my thigh when we fly.
I don't like flying either, but I won't sit, bitch. I got to sit the aisle. I know. I get the drink cart banging me in the arms like Drew Barrymore, but that's fine. Are you familiar with the swimmer Owen Lloyd?
Nah.
No. So he won a swim meet for North Carolina State, NC State, and he celebrated because his friend got second place in the lane next door. He jumped so up, he landed on the lane line, got disqualified after he won because he impeded the other guy's lane. You'd think the Jordan Spieth thing is stupid.
I couldn't disagree more.
The race is
over. His race was over.
So was the other guy. They were both celebrating together. It's over.
Maybe
he's going to congratulate his friend.
Aerodynamics of the water, thermodynamics.
The what? Bullshit. The race is over. He's going crazy. Him and his buddy just did a thing. He jumps and lands something and he gets disqualified. And his buddy wins. He's out.
Yeah, it's not great.
That's insane. But the story had gone.
Did he have a hair on his body?
Oh, wait. He did. He had a little patch.
Where?
Oh, no, it's a tattoo. Whoops. No, he's smooth.
I was going to say, what do you have? A little merkin? Like,
yeah,
he's
a little merkin. But this I saw right as like 7:55 today. LA Beach in Venice Beach. A naked brawler fends off spiked club attack. Stunned bystanders film the duel. Two women, one with a spiked club, one in full. I'll send you the video because
it's breathtaking. What is a spiked club?
That. A club with spikes on it.
Where do I go?
They're squaring off.
Where do I get one of these?
You have to make it, I think.
You know what that reminds me of? A 2x4 with a nail through it.
Yeah, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan with a nail. Exactly. That's what it is. Right. And the two of them go at it. Then the woman who's clothed throws the club at the naked one, who picks it up, which is a big mistake to throw your club, and then chases her with it as they're screaming. People are watching this, can't get enough. And they don't say why one is naked. They don't say why they're fighting. Maybe it's a promotion, but it seemed pretty real.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Cam Newton video where he fended off three people?
He wasn't there. This is a naked woman and a clothed other one with a spike club, and they just go. I will send you the video. It's breathtaking. Yeah, I told Jenna, I said, this is it. She goes, what are you watching? I go, I'm watching what I'm going to talk about in about 20 minutes. The swimmer bothered me, though.
When you said you saw something 20 minutes beforehand, I literally just saw a story that amazing. It's some 38-year-old hick who just lost down a ton of money and ability because she was found in a Christmas tree throwing competition, like where you get rid of your Christmas tree. The tree is mid in air. It's like loses out on $800,000 of disability check.
Oh, it sucks.
What a dummy. Hey, Zach, I'm all cut up, buddy. What you watching?
I'm well, besides Curb, rest in peace, Richard Lewis. And by the way, the golf ones are great. Stealing a lesson, fantastic. Anything Mr. Takahashi is great.
I disagree. I'm not a
golf guy.
I've seen everything. The Takahashi stuff, I think, is really stupid.
You don't know you don't speak the language. Oh, it's so good. The eggs, but breakfast after 11 bothers me so much. You should be able to get what the fuck you want whenever you want. It makes me nuts.
At a country club that
anywhere.
Well, they change over the griddle or some
shit. Who gives a shit? Give me my griddle. And it was all very good. But I'm also watching the Oscar movies. They're banging them out.
Oh,
we do this now. Are we going to do an Oscars one at some point?
No, we're doing an Oscars one the week of the Oscars, which I think I have another week maybe. And we are struggling, mainly because we go to bed early.
Yeah,
because they're so bad. Yeah. We're going, want to watch that Patriots show or something? Or
what's the Patriot?
There's a movie.
Where he marries his...
He's also an anti-Semite, but he marries a lot of things. Yeah, a lot happens.
Let's talk about Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, they both like marry
somebody
brothers.
Family,
they do a Hunter Biden, right?
Yeah. So we've gotten through. We watched Oppenheimer in two sittings, Maestro in two sittings. We've started Killers of the Flower Moon.
You got through Maestro?
We did. Two sittings.
All right. We'll talk about this.
Julia, you should watch Poor Things. You see a lot.
It's the one I can't have no access to. I can't find it. What? You know a guy who...
Yeah, me, because I saw it.
But you saw it in the theater. You paid for it, right?
My mom paid for it.
You still go... I didn't pay for it. My mom paid for it.
Yeah. He's a MasterCard. Poor Things is good. It's weird, and it's a lot of it. Emma Stone really goes for it. She should get Best Actress just for going for it. And she's naked half the damn movie. She's getting stripped the whole movie.
Julia saw her husband last night at a thing, and she sent us a massive gift basket when we had Milo, and he still sleeps.
Emma Stone did?
Yeah.
Because they're like buddies?
No. She was about to work on something. Maybe it fell through or whatever, but the sleep sack that he originally got, which is very overpriced, was a part of the package that her team, I assume, sent us. So I am pro-red. redhead right now.
Pro redhead. You know who I'm anti? Who? Jews. Well, you're one of them, potentially. Jenny Slade. I watched her special briefly.
How many minutes did you get through?
13 minutes, I believe, of it. It was on. I texted you. It was unwatchable, man. She says like, you? Like. She's
got, you set a record
for a Jewess. She's sort of like calling.
We said,
maybe, I mean, not
take
good.
A sip every time she says like. I don't care what you're drinking. You'll die of alcohol poisoning. You'll certainly die of diabetes if it's soda. And if it's water, you will drown every
yourself.
Time she says like.
I'll be pishing all day long. She was not
so bad.
Good. The bow tie was little Paula Poundstone. It's been done. I don't know. It was bad. That's what I'm watching because we've been watching. Oh, and we sort of stumbled upon Stupid Pet Tricks, the new show, the Letterman spinoff, hosted by Sarah Silverman.
Oh,
man,
no.
You got me. It's got pets. It's got animal acts. It's got Sarah Silverman watching the animals shit on the floor, making comments. Yeah, we're playing Zach Bingo. I mean, it's got everything I would want it to have. Will Ferrell comes out. He looks like he's 100. He might die any moment now.
No. He's in everything. He's working. That's a working man.
Well, he's in this too. They get a good guest stars like Judd Apatow and Jack McBriar or something. Yeah, he showed up in it.
The weird guy from 30 Rock.
Yeah, that guy. But Silverman is.
As much as I hate 30 Rock, the fact that tomorrow is Leap Day and they did that Jim Carrey episode with Leap Day Williams, it was the one thing on there that was like original. Great job.
Yeah, you can text Rachel all about it, man.
You'll
get a long string of texts back.
I thought that vertical drop, horizontal tug, the episode was the best episode by a lot of this season. The fourth episode had its moments, but for the most part, as soon as the breakfast cuts off at 11, I thought that whole premise was stupid. Then the egg thing, I was back in. I was like, what?
And Leon yelling through the wall? I thought it was a dick doctor. I'm done. I was dying.
Zach, I was watching that on the couch as Julia was sitting there on her phone refusing to watch because she hates it. And I was tackling. That part was going for my ass. Leon in the third episode, when he starts talking about having sex with that redhead who we had to Google if that was Chloe Feinerman because I was pretty sure it was, but it wasn't. And he goes, my sperm's so strong, he's going to come out with a mustache and bad credit.
Oh, and she says, don't masturbate. And he goes, you either. So good. The mustache and bad credit was great.
Yeah. So we finished. We're doing Oscar stuff and just the regular same reality, but I got through Curb and I'm still just doing my own thing. Zachy, P, Shah, do of the week. I got 10 candidates ready to roll.
Scaling sucks down, because Julia got to you.
Everything happened last week at like Thursday. But you know what? The story was too good. Tell me you heard the CEO of Kellogg's came out and I think it's a great marketing. He says that people that should have more cereal for dinner
like
and
it.
All. Can you imagine? You like that?
Yeah. I've had You're cereal thinking, dinner before.
Do you know how expensive cereal is in Manhattan?
I have no idea.
You really did have no idea.
No idea.
When it comes to things being overpriced.
$6 a box? I have no idea.
Yeah, $6-$7 a box. Do you know how much cereal there is in normal parts of the world?
No.
Two, maybe?
A box? $2 a box? How old is it a giant?
Giants?
Yeah.
Maybe two for three?
Three? Really, what about so the cheap. Giant brand, like the big one on the bottom shelf?
Oh, it's for that thing, it's about 17 boxes of cereal. I think it's $4.99 maybe.
Sounds about right. Giantos.
We have so many cereals in our house right now, and every time I go to the store and come back with cereal, Julie goes, what are you doing? I said, it was four for five. What am I supposed to do?
Honey Smacks. Dig them.
You get them. Yeah. Number two. This news came out a while ago. Julie had never heard of him. Do you know who Chad Powers is?
No.
He is the alter ego of Eli Manning when he did that walk-on bit at Penn State.
All right, yeah.
They're doing a Ted Lasso-y type of TV show now with one of the guys from Top Gun. I don't like it. I think it's stupid. I think it's really stupid.
About Chad Powers?
Yeah, just literally taking like, oh, there was a funny commercial, funny thing. We're going to make it into a show.
That's
I assume it's by Omaha Productions.
That's not good.
Pardon me for not knowing this gentleman's name, but the Natalie Holloway killer, it was her husband, right? Or her boyfriend?
Yeah,
or the
I guess
guy.
So, that guy.
There was a whole expose on him recently because he has not one, not two, but three different women that come to him for conjugal visits.
Ooh.
I actually get that whole syndrome where the people fall in love with prisoners. Why in the hell are conjugal visits allowed?
I don't know, but I'm going to put Office Space. I'm a free man. I haven't had conjugal visit in 6 months. So good. I don't know why it's allowed. Who's showing up to this? Can't they get someone better? Like, a girl could walk into an Applebee's and get laid. Like, it's not hard.
Charles Manson, I think, was married and divorced twice during his time in prison.
Like, not hard for women to have sex as a celebrity. Kobe Bryant would have had sex with anybody. Tiger Woods? It's not rocket science. Just get a Perkins shirt and you're good for Tiger.
Candidate number four went to the grocery store this weekend and my roommate's all out of her peppermint creamer for her coffees. And she goes over to the section. I just didn't even want to know because Julia just says, oh, that one's on sale. I'm going to get the other one. Comes back with a Bridgerton flavored creamer, which immediately I'm going, oh my God, what flavor is that? You're literally buying it because it says Bridgerton. Yeah. It is strawberries and cream.
It sounds awful. It's Gamora. Well,
terrible, right? But you know what? I decided to open it up today and try it myself. Between the coffee and the strawberries and cream in this, it tasted like a diner waitress. All it needed was a cigarette smell and it was
Doris. And Nate picks just Doris.
Hey, Toots, what else are you going to have with this?
What kind of coffee do you guys get? Some other shit brand?
Kirkland. It's so good.
Oh God. I make my own. I do the beans. I'm very fastidious with my coffee.
It's funny because I get grief for loving Dunkin' Coffee. They have Dunkin' Coffee at Costco. $23 for something this big. There's 3 pounds of Kirkland and you cannot taste the difference. I think it's $14.
My coffee costs an obscene amount. I make mixes based on what Zoe wants from fresh beans from Porto Coffee. And then you get to grind them yourself. I love doing the beans. You hit the button. It goes,
okay.
Yeah, my coffee's obscene. Molly has made fun of how much I spend on coffee.
Okay, at number 5, our boy Ye back in the news, but not for something anti-Semitic. He released a new song, a new album, something that's called Good Don't Die. And funny because it's already been scrubbed from the internet, from Spotify. They've already changed it now, where he actually went to the Donna Summers estate and asked for permission to sample part of her song. They said, absolutely not, for everything you've said and what you stand for. He basically said, I don't care. And you know when they have these lawsuits between, that song sounds like this, that's,
yeah.
And half the time you're going, eh. This was one of those where they started playing his song and I'm just going, I'm in love.
God.
And it was not her song. It was his song. It was the most blatant act of plagiarism I've ever seen.
Worse than Vanilla Ice?
He had it at the end.
Yeah, sure. Those lawsuits are won by who the judge likes better as far as their music. Vanilla Ice versus David Bowie? Bowie, done. By Queen. What's his name? Sam something versus Tom Petty? Not even close. Petty off the floor with him. He was actually nice about it. But yeah, it's just like whoever the real star is wins. It doesn't matter if it's ripped off or not. It's essentially Judge Judy. She just looks you up and down and she's made her decision up before you say a word.
Next candidate. I got some clickbait. You can officially now register your hands as lethal weapons online. I click it. How much, Zach?
Per hand or hands plural?
I think it was per hands plus tax plus shipping and handling for the certificate.
$55 a hand.
$79.99 for both of them. So I think that's within. Ooh, really?
That's a steal. Better than buying the plot in Scotland.
Oh, the little. I get those too.
Yeah, but you gotta be Scottish. I know two people.
And you call yourself. No, you call yourself a lord if you buy a square hinge.
He tried to put it on his driver's license and also put it on his auto signature at work and he got in trouble for that. We do know Lady Margaret Bunnell. My friend Molly, the redhead, did it. She's lady. She's
my
Scottish
sassy
descent.
Friend.
She calls you sassy also, but she's also now a lady sassy because she's done it. She owns part of Scotland.
I've been using sassy when I need to describe somebody as bitchy. It's the perfect word.
Yeah, because it's sweet.
It's like, oh, she's sassy.
She's a cunt.
Oh! Candidate number 7. Wendy's is now doing surge pricing.
I saw that.
Zach, I don't go to Wendy's. I think it's trash for trash people, but where I am in my office, and it's the only fast food place where sometimes I just need something. I usually just get like a chicken sandwich and I need something.
Isn't
in my
your
system.
Office the back of a Dodge Neon? Like, what are we really calling here?
I have a real office, idiot.
Okay, sure. Go on.
But this surge pricing, it hasn't even started yet, and it's giving me such agita because I don't want to be the Mark who shows up at 1:58 and the surging ends at 2:00. I'm just sitting there going, hold on, everybody behind me in the drive-thru. I need 2 more minutes or I don't want to pay another. Just do what everybody does. Add a little bit on for all times of the day. I am legitimately worried that I'm going to be the person. I'm going to be Googling when the prices go up.
They're
going
to kill you. The first guy in line who has to pay the new price is going to start a riot. It's falling down. It's Michael Douglas and falling down.
Can you imagine being behind somebody and the prices change as it, you're like,
you have to kill them. You have to just take their food. Have you seen Falling Down, the Michael Douglas movie? He freaks out.
No.
Oh, it's great. He freaks out like a lot of places. He gets fired from work. And one of them is he goes into a burger place with a gun and goes, I want a burger that looks like that. And he points to the menu. It's just perfect. I don't go to fast food places, but I would go nuts. Like,
candidate number 8, DJ Khaled. What does he weigh?
350.
I think it's a little less. At his last concert performance, he had his 2 security guards, who he probably pays very well, carry him from his car to the stage so he wouldn't scuff his limited edition
like
kicks
Cleopatra
or whatever.
Like Cleopatra style?
No, like dead man being carried off an airplane. It was one arm like this, and the other guy had a leg. You know my biggest problem with this story? Why not just bring another pair of shoes and just change, or bring some sandals and just
throw a wheelchair?
There were so many things I'm going, why be carrying? Chicks do that all the time. They have their high heels in their bag and they got like, just change shoes. Who cares?
Yeah, I think the wheelchair is the answer.
Well, maybe.
Is that any more embarrassing than being carried like a dead man?
a dead man, a person who refused to listen, man. Yeah. Canon number 9. Hey, Zach, I sent you a picture earlier today. Can you go ahead and describe for everybody what exactly I sent you? Because it was NSFW, to be pair on this podcast.
A pair of large breasts on a woman who's holding a baby about to eat. I thought that like she looked a little rubbery or like fake, but you tell me it's a real woman. I thought it was like a lactation doll.
No, it's a lactating woman where one of my Facebook friends sent me this thing. It is the Instagram follow is called Breastfeeding 410. Now, 410 means a lot to me because that's my home area code. And it is a hot blonde chick. And he sends me this and she takes one out.
Like six times this episode, by the way.
Broad. What do you want from me, sir?
Broad, I like, yeah.
She takes out her one tata, then the other, then puts the baby up. The baby doesn't even look latched for somebody who had to listen to a bunch of lactation specialists. I just went on with this going, how is this allowed on Instagram? So I went to said Breastfeeding 410. It's all chicks with their tits out feeding their kids.
So that's some fetish or some guy like doing some nasty stuff behind the scenes there. Or like, because I don't mind if it's like supposed to be lactation videos or coaching or helping. Is it just like, oh, here's my prop baby? Like the people that sell me Chick-fil-A on the subway with their prop baby? Is this a baby prop? I don't like prop babies.
This reminds me of during the pandemic, you couldn't take down your mask unless you were eating. So people were just putting lollipops in their mouths, be like, oh, I'm always eating. Zach is literally just TNT all over this
like,
Instagram.
If the kid's
page.
Not eating, then it's porn. Because there's a kid in, but there's a kid in. No one's going to whack off with a baby in it. That's terrible. You can't cover the baby. You know he's there.
Oh, you'll know he's there. And it's what if like he has an accent?
What if the dog walks in on you? You got to kick the dog out, right?
My gold medal of the week. Your president of the United States, who got a well-trained German Shepherd, I think right at the beginning of his presidency. Do you know how many times that dog has attacked a member of Secret Service? Because, start doubling. This is going to be a minute. And when I say attack, I don't mean kind of barked. We're talking Secret Service members had to get stitches in body parts because Commander of Joe Biden fame has 24 attacks on his record.
Has he attacked Joe Biden? Or just
no,
people?
Just everybody else at the White House.
Fucking awesome.
They finally got rid of the dog and put him in Delaware to pasture, as they show with Japan.
Heyo.
I remember hearing this months ago going, oh, wow, he's bitten 7 people. That's a lot. He's 27 people?
I think we keep him. I think we go for it. We go for the record. Put that number out of reach. I like him.
Kellogg CEO said, puss, eat more cereal. Chad Powers gets a TV show. Natalie Holloway's killer having 3 different women making conjugals. A Bridgerton-sponsored creamer. Not that I wouldn't buy Game of Thrones-sponsored anything. Kanye samples.
Now Ruben can sell me anything, so you're right.
Kanye steals Donna Summer's music. Lethal Hands for $79.99. Surge pricing at Wendy's, which really has me worried.
Like
DJ Khaled getting carried. Breastfeeding 410 on Instagram. And 24 Secret Service members attacked before they got rid of this dog. Ooh,
I think it's DJ Khaled. Because you're right, he should just change the shoes. It's so naive. It's insane. All of it. It's terrible. He's awful.
All he does is win, Zach.
Win, win, win. Again. Another one. What is he? He's
awful. Another one.
Does he even write his songs or he's just like some fat guy?
It's probably Ed Sheeran.
Maybe, yeah.
Booze, you are Daddy the Podcast. Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. We're going to keep doing this. Zach, this Sunday, I'm all signed up. I'm going to be taking my son for his first swimming lesson. Who pees in the pool more, him or me?
You.
By a lot.
By a lot. Maybe him, because I'm going consistently. He may go multiple times. I don't stop. The pool, forget it.